made in 1942 to 1945 by persons said to be Communist Party officials to the effect that I was a concealed member of the Communist Party. I have no knowledge as to what these people might have said. What I do know is that I was never a member of the party, concealed or open. Even the names of some of the people mentioned are strange to me, such as Jack Manley and Katrina Sandow. I doubt that I met Bernadette Doyle, although I recognize her name. Pinsky and Adelson I met at most casually. In a court of law, such evidence would be unacceptable and dismissed as double hearsay, third parties recounting what they heard from others about a defendant. But in this inquiry, Oppenheimer's judges would always believe that the FBI had recorded the voices of well-informed communists whose claims that Oppenheimer was one of their own were valid. Some of the information in those binders was even manipulated to appear more damaging to Oppenheimer. The source of one key allegation was two FBI informants, Dixon and Sylvia Hill, who had infiltrated the Montclair branch of the Communist Party in California. In November 1945, this husband and wife team walked into the FBI office in San Francisco and reported on a CP meeting they had attended shortly after the bombing of Hiroshima. Sylvia Hill said she heard a Communist Party official, Jack Manley, refer to Oppenheimer as one of our own men. Mrs. Hill, however, went on to say that Manley's statement concerning the subject, Oppenheimer, did not necessarily mean to her that the subject was a card-carrying member of the CP. She believed her impression at the time was that the subject was probably not an actual member, but went along with communist ideas. Put in this context, Sylvia Hill's information did not buttress the AEC charge that known communists had been overheard calling Oppenheimer a party member. But this level of nuance was lost when the FBI highlighted Hill's information in its summaries of Oppenheimer's file. What amounted to hearsay thus rose to the level of derogatory information.